Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/agalandagay. Audible has over 150,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or even MP3 player. You know, there are so many different titles to choose from. Are you a fan of The Hobbit? Well, they have The Hobbit audiobook and also Divergent, the brand new hit movie Divergent by Veronica Roth. Well, it's on there too. So you can just head over and again, you can get a free audiobook download. It could be one of those, whether it's The Hobbit or Divergent. You might have seen the movies. Well, now read the books. Again, just head over to audibletrial.com/agalandagay.
Hey everyone, it's Kitty there. Welcome to A Gal and a Gay. I'm joined by Mr. Mick.
Hello, episode 24. This is our Game of Thrones recap show.
Mm-hmm. We're going to be reviewing the latest episode, Breaker of Change. This is episode number 3 in season 4. So, anyway, yeah, this is our initial reaction. So, if you haven't seen the episode, turn this off now. So, there will be spoilers, FYI.
Spoiler alert. Yeah. Starts now.
Yeah, here we go.
The king is dead. Finally.
Still dead. Thank God. Still dead.
Right.
Well, I mean, this episode picked up, right where it left off.
Right.
Yeah, right where it left off last season. You know, Joffrey's dead. Cersei's upset. Tyrion is accused of his death.
Right.
So
Sansa's gone.
Sansa's gone. Yeah. Everybody's, people pretty shocked and everything. So anyway, we start in King's Landing and there's a lot going on in King's Landing this time around. Tyrion's now arrested. He's in jail. They're holding him for Joffrey's death. And he'll be on trial in a fortnight, apparently.
Yeah.
So we see Tyrion. I'm going to jump around a little bit just because, we're in King's Landing. I think let's just stick to location, shall we? So in King's Landing, here's what happened. Tyrion's in jail, and Podrick, his little squire, comes over and is brings him some stuff and tells him what's going on, and he's gonna be on trial and
giving him all the gossip.
Giving him all the gossip.
Who's
exactly.
Gone? Sansa's gone.
Yep. Who's gonna be on his trial? Who's gonna be doing the trial? Mm-hmm. There's three people doing it. So, it's gonna be his dad and the Red Viper. I don't know what his name is, and somebody else.
Something Tyrell.
The dad.
Which obviously he's gonna.
Yeah, he's gonna do whatever. Right. Tywin tells him to do. So obviously things aren't looking good for Tyrion. And he does get to bring somebody as a witness against his defense, but he asks where Sansa, and they're like, well, we haven't seen Sansa, so we don't know where she's at. So really he's got nobody in his corner except he wants to talk to Jaime. He thinks maybe Jaime will be in his corner. So we'll see. That we didn't get to see that in this episode, but I did like how I guess somebody had offered Podrick if they testify against him, he'll become a knight. And Podrick, being the good guy that he is, said no. But Tyrion was like, no, you need to just get out of here because they're going to kill you either way. Like, if you don't agree to what they asked you to do, they're going to kill you. So he makes Podrick promise that he'll get out of King's Landing, so...
Which he needs to get out of.
Right?
And going back to the first scene, Cersei, that was one of the first thoughts. Where is his wife? Where is Sansa?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, she was like, where's Sansa? Where's Sansa? And then we find Sansa. She's with Ser Dantos. He takes her on a boat out into the sea, and they get to a big ship. She gets on board, and there's Littlefinger. So, turns out...
He's so creepy.
And he just gets a whole creepy vibe with her too.
A little too close,
absolutely. But we find out that he hired Dantos to give her this necklace, mm-hmm. which he had made. It wasn't his mother's necklace.
Yeah, it wasn't a family heirloom.
Yeah, he hired Dantes to do all this, to put all this in motion. So we find out that Littlefinger is one of the people behind Joffrey's mm-hmm. death, in a way. So,
right.
Yeah, so Sansa's a little upset. She, you know, Littlefinger kills Dantos because obviously he doesn't trust him because he's right. like, you know, I paid him to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't dress drunken fools or whatever.
Right,
so,
right, right.
Yeah, so he's dead. Sansa's upset, but I mean, at least she's not in King's Landing.
That's true. Because she would be in a cell just
oh,
like
yeah,
Tyrion.
Absolutely.
And she would definitely, they would yeah. have, they would hang her.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely. And well, yeah, they definitely hang her. Mm-hmm. You know, and when Tyrion hears that Sansa's gone, you know, he's, I think for a moment he's like, wow, maybe. Really? Maybe? But I don't think he truly believed she had anything to do with
right.
Joffrey's death. But no. he was a little shocked to hear that. So, yeah. Again, Littlefinger just...
Mm-hmm. right.
I don't know.
I love the scene between Marjorie and her grandmother.
Her grandma, I know.
Marjorie! You are the queen.
You are the queen.
Joffrey just died.
I like how she's like, so one of my husbands was right. murdered. Another one poisoned.
Right.
Not so much luck on the right.
But am I still
front.
Queen? Am
yeah.
I still queen?
Am I still queen?
Yes, you yes, are.
A little bit. Yeah, so that was, I really like Marjorie and I really like her grandma. I do. I really like both of them.
Marjorie's going to play her cards right, though.
I think so.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And speaking of the queen, you know, we get to a scene where Joffrey's lying.
This is the creepiest
this is the
scene.
Worst.
I mean, everyone knows. I still asked. I just wanted to make sure. I mean, all the kids are
yeah.
theirs.
Are Jaime and Cersei's love children?
Right. They're
obviously.
All blonde. They're
yeah.
all yeah.
But you know, they're there. They're looking at Joffrey lying dead or what? Lying in state
with
I
the
guess.
Rocks
with the
over
rocks over his yeah.
eyes
and
awake.
His grandpa's talking to his little brother. I don't know what his little brother's name is. I forget.
Starts with a T, I think.
But he's obviously going to be king now since Joffrey's dead. And so mm-hmm. his grandpa, Tywin, is talking about what makes a good king and all that stuff. You know.
Tommen.
Something like that. Again, we're not book readers. Yeah. We are book readers. We're not readers of these
right.
books.
Right.
Particularly.
We're just enjoying the show.
So sometimes we don't know the names. We don't catch them on.
We have them in front of us. We're
yeah,
we're
yeah.
working it out.
Yeah,
out. There are so many.
There's so many, and they're all so similar. Anyway, you know, Tywin's talking to him about what makes a good king and all that stuff. So this kid seems a little better than
right.
Joffrey.
Right.
And even he was like, hey, you've got a much better temper than your stupid brother did.
Yeah.
So I think you'll make...
And poor Cersei. Tears
yeah.
in her eyes at that point.
I know.
And
Cersei's like...
He was an inbred.
He was
Cersei,
a jerk.
What?
I mean, he was a raging jerk. It just isn't how it is. And anyway, I think also... Because Tywin says, you know, like, a good king listens to his advisors.
Right.
So again, that's... Tywin
even
putting
when
that...
Even when he comes to age, he
yeah.
still listens to
that's
his
Tywin
advisors.
Putting that little bug in his ear like, you need to listen to me. So
right.
he's going to be pulling the strings, I think, especially with this new kid.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't think that the youngest... I mean, we never really saw much interaction between Tommen and,
yeah.
and Joffrey.
No.
But I think everyone was... I mean, besides Cersei and maybe Jaime, everyone recognize what an awful
person
kid.
Yeah, Joffrey was.
Joffrey
and
was.
I think Joffrey knew, I mean, not Joffrey, Cersei knew that too. Obviously, she knew he was a horrible kid, but she still loved him because it's her
right.
son. But, I mean, yeah, most people, I don't think, are upset that Joffrey's dead.
Right, but this is a game of, like, here's the thing. It's a Game of Thrones. People are killed left and right.
Yeah, exactly.
She should have known, I mean, get him under control or someone
yeah,
is going
exactly.
to come after
like,
him.
Like, he is just asking for it,
right.
you know? So,
yeah.
and he got what he deserved.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. So, yeah. So, I do have to say, I like Tywin. Like, he's a, you know, he's kind of a, you know, he's a jerk, obviously.
Right.
But there's something about that actor, I really do like him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's, I like Tywin.
Yeah.
Not that I want rooting for him or anything. I just like him as an mm-hmm. actor. I think he's really good.
Yeah,
but,
he's very good.
But in this scene is when the creep...
Well, and here's the thing. So Tywin takes Tommen and heads off, and they're talking about the birds and the bees. I like that.
Yeah,
so
that
Tywin's
going
to give him
yeah.
the big birds and the bees
uh-huh.
Speech. And then it's like, then Jaime comes in.
Jaime comes in.
And then everyone's like, oh, Time to leave.
Yep.
Time to leave.
Well, they're like, give the queen a moment with her son or whatever. So they leave, right. And Jaime stays in, and...
Ugh. Right. Joffrey's right there.
Joffrey's right there.
Doing it.
They start right kissing. Well, I mean, Cersei is obviously upset, so she asks Jaime to kill Tyrion. Like, she's like,
oh, right.
He poisoned our son. You need mm-hmm. to kill him. Please kill him. And then they start kissing, and then she stops it. And Jamie's kind of pissed off. Like,
right.
Why? Why do you keep doing this? And then eventually he sort of forces himself upon her, and then they have sex, and it's just really weird.
Right.
Like, right next to Joffrey's dead body. It's
right. Well, but disgusting. Remember, Jamie also pushed Bran.
Yeah, exactly.
Bran out the window, yeah. And then they proceed to get it on right there.
That's true. That's true. Winterfell. Yeah. So it was a real creep scene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, real creepy.
Real gross.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you forget that they're brother and sister, and then you're like,
I know, oh, right? Like, oh, wait a second.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That's gross incest. So mm-hmm. yeah, that was interesting. And then we get to the scene where Tywin asks the Dorne guy. Well, Dorne and his lady lover mm-hmm. are in a whorehouse. Yeah. And that was an interesting scene. Lots of sex. Obviously, it's Game of Thrones. Right. But
there was our nudity and sexual situation.
All in one.
Right.
Exactly.
There's a little flapping around, too.
Yeah. Like,
oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Right. But anyway, Tywin comes in and asks this guy. I don't remember his name. What is his name?
Which one?
The Red Viper. They call him the Red Viper. The guy from Dorne.
Oh,
what is his name? I don't know.
Dorne,
God, I just looked it up. I just...
Seriously.
Oberyn Martell, yeah.
Oh, I had it in front of me. For some reason, I thought that was Tyrell.
Yeah. Oberyn. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, I thought it was Olena Tyrell. See, these names...
I know. But Oberyn, he asked Martell. Oberyn to be on the council for Tyrion's trial.
Tongue twister.
I know. For his trial.
Right.
And he asks him to be part of the King's Council. He'll put him on a seat on the King's Council. Mm-hmm. And in exchange for that, he will help him get revenge on the Hound. Oh, not the Hound, the Mountain,
right.
Who raped and killed his sister and his mm-hmm. sister's kids. Because obviously that's what he wants.
Right. But of course, Oberyn thinks that he's there because apparently Oberyn knows a lot about poison and stuff. And, you know, obviously that's what the rumor is mm-hmm. around King's Landing.
Because they know he had a vendetta against the Lannisters because they helped orchestrate what happened to his mm-hmm. sister and... her kids, and so, you know, they think maybe he had something to do with it, and he says, I didn't, but, so they come to a truce, and the reason, Tywin wants him as an ally, sort of, is because, you know, he's talking about the different people who are trying to get the kingdom, and they talk about Daenerys, who has the dragons, he said,
and he knows.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, we find out, they know about the dragons, they know about Daenerys, because I guess the Dornes were the only ones who didn't side with the Targaryens when they took over or something like that. So
right, but it also looks good on this council for the trial that this is a person. Oberyn is someone who it's kind of like the surprise surprise judge,
mm-hmm,
like someone who isn't necessarily going to listen to anything Tywin says.
Yes, that's true.
He's kind of
he's going to do what he he is a wild card, absolutely. Right. So,
but yet then he tempts him with being on the King's Council,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
which is that advisor role that we saw that he was talking to Tommen about. So he's playing his cards right.
Oh yeah, he's playing his cards right. I mean, he's fastening all this. I mean, Tywin's absolutely in control of this. He's trying to get control of, because he couldn't get a hold of Joffrey.
At all.
You know, he really tried, and he was sick of it. So now he's going to step in and do what he can, now that he's got little Tommen mm-hmm. to mold. So, it'll be interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. So, so the trial, I guess we're going to see the trial next. Do we see?
No.
No, I think it's probably the episode after that. Yeah,
you
probably.
Well, we were talking, apparently episodes 9 is a big...
Yeah, that's right.
A big episode. Yeah. So we're only on episode 3.
Yeah.
So I think they're going to keep him in that dungeon for a while. Yeah, probably. I think they're going to stretch it out. I mean, there might be an episode where we don't even go, where we're not...
Yeah, I know. King's I probably Landing. Won't see King. Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah, so... Hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we still got a lot in this episode.
Yeah, there was a lot in this episode.
Well, and before we go on to the next location, and another thing is, Tyrion asked about Shay.
Yes, he did ask about Shay. Have any word on Shay? Have you seen her or anything like that? And Podrick didn't know anything, so.
No.
I think we're going to see Shay again, yeah.
Yeah.
I absolutely think we're going to see Shay again, especially now that Tyrion's on trial. I think somebody's going to find her, and yeah, I think she's going to come back into play. So
yeah,
I don't think she's gone for good.
Mm.
No.
So I think that really wraps it up.
I think that was all that happened at King's Landing that I can remember. Mm-hmm. So, where should we move on to next?
Let's move on to Arya and
the Hound.
Yeah.
Yes.
So. There were a couple of funny moments in this with Arya once they get into the house. I mean, we'll get there. But so anyway, they're
still on their way to the Vale. Right. Obviously,
they had stopped
to water the horses. They're on some land, and they're talking. And I love Arya.
I know.
She's so smart.
She is.
She's so smart.
When
I know.
The farmer and the daughter stopped, and she's trying to be kind of like, "Oh, this is my dad.
This is my dad." Yeah. He got hurt in war, and
that's why he's such so weird.
He's so weird. And my mom died
in a fire,
and that sort of thing. And so, the farmer and his daughter. Oh, but then they ask him like, "What house did you fight for?" And she.
She's
really quick on her feet, and she knows. Like, so she said, "House."
They fought for the Tullys.
The Tullys, yeah, that's right. The Tullys of River Run. So,
yeah.
So, so she's he got on their good side. She got them on her good side, and they come into the house. And, the farmer lets them in, gives them food,
offers her meal, rabbit stew. Mm-hmm. His little girl. Is really good at rabbit stew. And the mother or something, she must have died.
Yeah.
So
they give him a place to stay, give him some food.
It was kind of awkward dinner conversation.
Awkward dinner conversation.
Because
the hound is obviously the hound.
Right.
So
he was so hungry.
Yeah, they were so hungry. The farmer and his daughter are like praying, and they're both like starving, just waiting for this. And the prayer just keeps going on and on. I like the Hound and Arya together. Like, they play off each other very well. And, so they finally eat. And the farmer eventually is like, "Hey, I could use some help around here for a little bit. I could, really use a man to help me with the hay and stuff." And so he offers the Hound, like, "I have some silver. I'll pay you if you come and help me." And so the Hound agrees, like, "Okay, I'll help you."
I know, and Arya kind of gave him that look, like, "What? I thought we were going to collect big money from my aunt." And then it's like, "Oh, okay, well, I can kind of see this."
They'll stay here for a few days and get some money and whatever. They'll have food for a few. But then they come the next day, we find out that the Hound just like pretty much just robs the poor old farmer, takes his silver, and Arya's obviously pissed off that he did this.
And he's like, "Well, dead men don't need silver."
Yeah,
and
because
she's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, because the Hound's like, "These two are gonna die come winter. Winter's coming. They're gonna die."
We've been hearing about this winter.
This winter keeps coming. It's still coming. Right. But the Hound is like, "They're gonna die, so they don't need the silver." And so, so Arya was kind of pissed off, because. They could have had shelter and food for a few days at least. So,
exactly.
Yeah. So they move on. And I did like in that scene too, because they were kind of talking about what is he going to do once they get to the Vale. And he's like, "I think I might just cross the sea and become a sellsword or something like that." So he's going to get out of Westeros once they get, he makes all that money off of Arya.
Well, that's probably a good idea.
Yeah, probably a good idea. Absolutely. But good scene. I'm glad we got to see Arya. This time around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But only a couple scenes, but it's good. I mean, we only got a little bit of everyone because there was so much going on at King's Landing.
Yeah, absolutely.
After last week's episode, you have to, You have to wrap it up a little bit before we get back there.
Absolutely.
But no, that was good. And then I guess we could jump to the wall. Castle Black.
We can jump to the wall. Okay. We can jump to the wall.
So we have Samwell.
Samwell and Gilly.
Gilly.
Yeah. You know, Gilly's still there. And everything's going okay. But Sam gets concerned for her because, you know, she's the only woman in a fort full of 100 men.
100 men, right.
A lot of them are not good guys. They're rapists and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So he's like, I think you should go to this other town.
Yep.
You'll be a lot safer there.
Mm-hmm.
And Gilly is a little upset because she's like,
Moles Town. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's a little upset that she thinks that Sam's getting rid of her and whatnot. So,
I agree with Sam.
I completely agree with Sam. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, she's not, I mean, she is safe for the most part at Castle Black or whatever, but yeah, I mean, being the only woman in a sea full of men and in knowing this world, it's not a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think Sam's right. So.
But then when we get to Molestown, it's like, oof.
Yeah, I know. She's boarding up in a whorehouse, you know, and they're all, that one woman who was talking to her was real gross.
Right. Yeah. Very methy.
Very methy. Very methy. You're right.
We just had a podcast where we felt like it was all meth. Or I was talking about methy.
We were talking about our last Game of Thrones.
Maybe it was
Game of Thrones. We were talking about Stannis' wife.
What is it? New.
Anyway, she's boarding up in a whorehouse now. She's mad that Sam's leaving her. But Sam, like, makes it clear to the lady there, like, you just room and board her. She's going to work in the kitchen.
She's not
going to be a whore.
Right.
You make sure she's not a whore. So, yeah. So, I mean, Sam is obviously cares about her and her child, and mm-hmm. he's doing what he can to make sure she stays safe. And so, even though Gilly doesn't really see it that way,
right.
Of course not. But yeah, I think it was a good move for Sam's doing the right thing. Sam's such a good guy, you know? So yeah. Anyway.
Right. I mean, come on. Raising the kid in a brothel.
I know.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Right. Perfect.
But I mean, in this later on, you know, they're talking about the wildlings because there is a scene where the wildlings attack some village. And it was a really horrible scene.
Right.
Like, this kid's just walking along talking about potatoes with his dad.
I was wondering where that was going. I'm like, wow, this is kind of a nice episode.
I know.
Oh, all of a sudden an arrow comes
arrow
in.
Through his dad's head.
Oh.
And so it's the wildlings with the, they're now joined forces with the cannibals.
Right.
Whatever what their names are. But so they're like attacking this village, obviously, because they're on their way to Castle Black to storm that. And this poor little kid, like, they slaughtered the whole village, and then the head guy, with the weird stuff on his head, captures the kid and tells him, like, well, first he makes
poor Oily.
He makes
oh, Ollie.
They he makes the kid watch as his guys are like carving up his family, and he's like, I'm going to eat your family.
Right.
I'm going to eat
you
your
You let
mom
them
and dad.
Know that I'm going to eat. Yeah.
You let them know. And so he tells the kid to run to Castle Black, tell them what he's seen, tell them that the wildlings are coming. And he does get to Castle Black and eventually tells them, like, hey, here's what's happening. And so, of course, they're all kind of freaking out because there's only like 100 guys at Castle Black.
Right.
They just don't have the numbers to defeat the wildlings, because the wildlings have thousands. So that now they're a little concerned, like, uh-oh. And then we find out, the rangers come back, and we find out, you know, that that guy who was Gilly's dad, whatever that camp was, I forget his name too, but we find out the wildlings have taken them also. And so Jon Snow is like, uh-oh, that's not good, because he knows exactly how many people we actually have. Mm-hmm. And Jon Snow told the wildlings there's thousands of them, but there's only hundreds.
Right.
So Jon's like, uh-oh, they're going to find out soon that we do not actually have the numbers, and we're going to be screwed. So so now everyone's Castle Black's like, okay, well, guess all we can do is reinforce the fort and hope for the best.
Wow.
I know.
I mean, they're going to come up on Castle Black pretty quickly.
Yeah, I think they're getting closer. So, yeah, I know. I don't know what they're going to do.
Right.
I mean, there's thousands of wildlings, and they have giants, and they have these crazy cannibals with them. So,
wow, those cannibals.
It's going to be interesting.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Well, and it's like, well, you're so far north. What do you do?
Yeah, what do they do? I don't know.
They need some of Melisandre's blood magic.
Speaking of Melisandre, let's go to Dragonstone, where Stannis is.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Stannis, again, is all mixed up in the black magic, and so, like, they get a raven from King's Landing saying Joffrey's dead, and so Stannis is like, see, the magic's working!
Yep.
You know, the leech with the Baratheon blood, but Stannis doesn't know that he's not actually a Baratheon. You know, he's not.
Right.
He's a Lannister.
Right.
Joffrey was.
Right.
Yeah, so... Yep.
False sense of security.
Exactly. Anyway, so Stannis is like, hey, look, it's working. Look at look at you. And but you know, his friend, the guy, what is his name? The other guy.
Davos.
Davos.
Davos Seedworthy.
Davos, that's right. Davos is like, we really can't. This black magic thing, I don't like it. You know? You know, like, you need to have an army and stuff. Like, this isn't how you win wars. And Stannis is like, whatever. Right. But Davos is like, hey, we can get an army. You know, like, he's like, he's trying to find people to fight for Stannis, and he's not finding anybody at the moment, but he's like, you know, across the sea, we can find some people. There's people you can hire to fight for you. But Stannis is like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to hire people. And he's like,
and how much money is that going to cost?
He's like, so you're going to use black magic, so it's not okay to hire people to fight for us. So, and then they just don't have the money. And so, you know, Stannis is like, I'm just going to stick with what this is. But Davos really wants to do it the right way.
Right.
You know, so.
Because he's not so wrapped up in Melisandre and that stupid magic.
Yeah.
But then we get to see the princess. She's so cute.
Yeah, the princess. And,
Shireen.
Yes. Yeah, Shireen. That's right. She is cute.
Mm-hmm.
In that, I was listening. Well, one of a friend of ours said, you know, it's a disease what she has. And I heard that on the last podcast, a podcast that I listened to, they were talking about it. It's some sort of disease. It's in the books. And I guess in the books, like, it's like, if you get it as a kid, you'll be fine. Like, you'll eventually be okay. But if you get this disease as an adult, you'll die or whatever. Yeah. So yeah.
Stone face or grease. I still think it means they're mixed with dragon.
I know. That's what I was hoping for.
Right. It's the dragon people.
It's the dragon people.
The dragon disease.
The dragon disease. But anyway, Davos comes up with a plan to get money to buy an army. He's going to forge Stannis' signature and ask for money from... Iron Bank of Braavos.
Yeah.
So, you know...
Now he's going to get his army, and then he's going to live. Because Stannis pretty much told him his time is running out because of this. Mm-hmm. So, but... Well...
So I'm sure that'll work out well, I'm sure. Right. Things always work out well, right? So, yeah.
As long as Melisandre doesn't get involved.
Well, I'm sure she will. I'm sure she'll throw King into things, is what she does. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll end with Daenerys. Daenerys. Yes. Stormborn.
Well, and it was at the very end of the episode, so we hadn't seen her at all during this episode. And I kind of feel like they're getting to the point where we do have so many characters, so many storylines.
Yes.
That we probably will only get, you know,
a little snippet of so many. Yeah, exactly. I don't think they're going to be able to dedicate a whole episode to just one character, you know, unless it was something like the Purple Wedding. But I don't, you know, so. So I think we're only going to see snippets of people from here. But she's in Meereen now. They finally got to Meereen.
Right, 160-some miles later. It's pretty quick for her.
I know.
Right. Because...
Probably the quickest journey she's made thus far. So, yeah.
So, yeah, we come upon her, and no dragons.
I know, no dragons.
We don't see the dragons.
I know. I wonder, where are the dragons?
I don't know. Where do you keep... And they are big.
They're big now, so it's not like you keep them in their little crates. Right. I know, exactly. So maybe she just likes to let them fly around, or just... I don't know.
I guess, but you would think that...
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's not like she keeps them chained up, or... Stay here, we'll be right back, you know? Like,
yeah.
Or, come on over, we might need you.
Exactly.
So...
I don't know, but... So they get up to the Wall of Meereen, and all the people in the city see them come up, and they send out one of their champions, as they say, on a horse. I guess it's to fight Dany's champion. Right. I guess it's like a, it's pretty much a pissing match.
Good job. Nice.
Yes, nice. Because the champion comes out and pees in front of them as a sign of, you know, disrespect, obviously.
Right. Mm-hmm. Little does he know.
No.
I mean, don't these people know that she has dragons? I mean, hasn't that gotten
around? I don't know.
Around?
I would think that have gotten around, but I don't know.
But they don't see the dragons.
Yeah, either, they don't see the dragons. I don't know.
They're not, believe
so
me.
So maybe they really don't really know. They maybe they don't know who she is. I don't know.
That could be.
Well, I don't know.
Well, remember they had all those kids up there in anticipation of her arrival.
Yeah, I mean, there was all those slaves up there, too, watching. And,
right.
You know, so anyway, they sent out a champion. And so she has to choose somebody to go fight for her side. And so she chooses Dario.
Well, she necessarily doesn't.
Yeah, that's true. He kind of volunteered. Well, they all volunteered.
They all are, right.
But she's like, no. Exactly, because they all love her.
Right. She's like, no. She's so strong.
She's so good. I love her.
I do too.
But Dario goes and fights this guy and...
Kind of.
He has to really fight him, I know. And Danny's like, hey, do you want a horse? And he's like, nah, I don't need a horse.
Yeah, horses...
Horses are dumber than men, or some of them are stupid. Yeah.
And I'm like, damn it. I knew right then. I said, the horse is gone.
Horse is going to die. Exactly.
Because he's not going to be on a horse.
Nope.
This guy comes with him full force with a joust.
Yeah, adjusting thing.
Yeah, yeah. Stick.
Stick. I don't know what the proper term for that is, but the jousting stick. But he's, you know, so they're going to joust, so to say. And so the guy starts running at him on the horse with his stick. And Dario picks up a knife, kisses it
right?
And then throws it in.
Well, and he winks, basically looks back at him. Yeah. He's like, I got this.
Yeah, and threw it at the horse. It hits the horse in the head. Obviously, the horse goes down. The guy comes.
And he goes down, and then there's all this dust.
There's all this dust, yeah.
So the people up top, they can't see what's happening. That was a good, I like that.
Yeah.
That was a nice touch.
Yeah, it was a nice touch.
And then,
but the guy gets thrown off the horse, and Dario just slices his head off with his sickle or whatever. Yeah. So, it was a pretty badass moment. I have to agree. I like Dario, and I like that Liam from Nashville is playing. Every time I see him, that's all I can think about.
I know.
But he's really good, and I do like the character, so it's really neat. So obviously they're showing, you know, they won that round.
Badass.
And then Daenerys talks to the people behind the wall.
I love when she does that.
I do too.
It hasn't gotten old.
No,
you know, because like she's solid.
She's so good. She's
Not talking to you masters, we're talking to you
exactly. I'm talking to you slaves. She's like, these people behind me were slaves once. Now they join me. These people and you and Kai were slaves. Now they join me. So she's like, so pretty much. And then they throw barrels of chains at the wall. And
because I thought, oh, they're going to be.
Yeah.
At first I'm like, what are they throwing?
That's what
I
thought too.
At first I was like, oh, they're going to be fired.
That's what
like,
I thought it was going to be too.
Something in there, the dragons are going to come over.
But it's barrels full of neck chains, like shackles that the slaves have thrown off. And so she's pretty much saying like, hey, you know.
Badass.
Yeah, it's so badass. So badass. And that's where the breaker chains thing comes in, I think. So, but it was so good. Like, yeah, her scenes are always the best. Right. And I think that's why they usually say that for last, you know, because her scenes are always
so
good.
And like last season was kind of the same thing when they took over
last city.
But again, it was kind of the same thing. We didn't see her for the entire episode. And then at the end, she comes in and she gets the dragon.
Yeah,
and
she liberates all those people and they worship her for it. Yeah, yeah. So absolutely.
So good.
Yeah, so her scenes are so good. So again, she's building her army. And I mean, that's what I like, that she wants to liberate these slaves and everything. It's just such a great thing. So yeah.
And it is so interesting to compare all of the different armies and their approaches.
Yes.
And just going back to Tywin's speech he was giving Tommen about the successful kings and the kings who have fallen because they are not wise.
Yes, exactly.
And I feel like Tommen could be a wise king.
He could be, especially.
But we have Daenerys, who is a wise queen.
Yes, absolutely. She knows, and yes. She's got good advisors with her. Like, I think she's doing it right. And, you know, the fact she has dragons probably doesn't help. I mean, it doesn't hurt anything. So, yeah, I mean.
I don't know if she's going to have all those dragons by the time she gets to King's Landing.
I don't know. We'll see, but.
But
we do know.
But the great thing is, she doesn't just rely on the dragons. I mean, seriously, I just rely on the dragons.
I would too. I got three big ass dragons. Right. I'm going to take your kingdom.
I win.
Exactly. It's no discussion here.
Right.
I can burn everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So
she's doing it the right way.
Yeah, she's doing it the right way.
She's getting these people to trust her without even bringing the dragons.
Exactly. Like, she's because she's saving them, they're going to feel so indebted to her and loyal to her because. Right. She's not going to make them a slave. She's not going to chain them up.
So they're going to be so excited, like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be free. And we got some badass dragons.
Heck yeah.
Right.
They're the baddest bitch in all of Westeros.
Wherever
she is.
Right. But now she has to find an army to take... a navy army. Or...
Yeah, she's going to have to find more ships. She's going to have to find lots of ships because there's like thousands of her clan with her. So, yeah, she's going to have to find some ships now. So she has to be getting close to the sea right now, right? Right?
You would think.
I would hope so. I liked that that Marine had an Egyptian feel to it.
Oh, I know. It's
really neat, right? Yeah,
really
it was really
cool.
Neat. So maybe that kind of tells you how close they're getting. You know, I don't know where they were supposed to be in the first place, like, compared to our actuality. But I would imagine the Middle East or something like that, maybe. Yeah, so, I don't know.
But yeah, those pyramids are cool.
Yeah, it was very cool.
But where does she go I mean, we're still a couple seasons away from where... She doesn't really get that much further.
Everybody really wants to see the dragons in King's Landing. So please.
Well, we already got a hint of it.
I know.
With so Brant.
Like, God, Brant. Don't drag this out for two more years. I don't know if I can handle that.
Right.
Okay, I can wait this season. Okay, I don't necessarily have to see this, but next season, for the love of God, please let that happen.
Yeah. They got to move it along.
Like, we need action with
Danny. I feel like they're going to catch up the books quicker than anyone thinks.
Yeah.
Because this season is moving along.
So, it's like, for so long, we only see Danny building her army. Like, I want to see some action with that. So, hopefully.
Yeah.
We'll see that soon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. But overall, I mean, obviously, great episode.
No, great episode. There's a lot going on. I mean, after last week, you do need to... kind of continue the story along, so I think it's great. Good episode.
And it looks like by the previews we are going to have more Sansa.
More Sansa.
I think we're gonna get a little bit more into how it happened, and I think I'd read something how they said that we're gonna know pretty soon how
I read that too. They're not gonna drag that out. They're gonna pretty much you're gonna find out. I mean, because we already know that Littlefinger was involved, so probably gonna hear who else was involved.
Obviously he wasn't acting by himself.
No, absolutely. He wasn't all by himself. So he was working with
somebody. It was somebody at the wedding.
Somebody close to the king.
I think it has to be the Tyrells.
I have to it's the Tyrells. I think it's grandma.
I think it's grandma.
Too. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I think it's going to be
grandma. I think it is, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Because she's awesome.
She's awesome.
Awesome. Yeah.
And I can see her working with Littlefinger.
Oh, absolutely. I can see her working with... Yeah. So.
Yeah. So, obviously, somebody at the wedding. I think it's probably her.
We're going to see Bran next episode, too, I think.
Yep. And it looks like we have a White Walker,
too. That's what I thought. Yeah, something up north of the wall. We'll see some of that. I don't know what else was in the preview. But,
it's going to be good.
So, good episode.
Yeah.
I'll go on.
Very good episode. So, anyway, hey, guys, we want to know what you think of it as well. You know, you can always find us on Twitter, A Gal and a Gay, on Facebook.
A Gal and a Gay. And if you want to email us, we are agalandagay@gmail.com. Shout out to our international listeners.
Heck yeah.
We found out there are some of y'all overseas. China. We've seen some Canada. We've seen some Netherlands.
Pakistan. Right.
I don't remember, but we looked up some stats on our Podbean page, and it's just really neat. So I never really imagined the people in other countries would listen to us. So if you are in another country, thank you. That's really cool.
Thank you.
Please. And like tweet us or Facebook us and let us know where you're from and that sort of thing. Because we think that's really cool. So
very, very cool.
Yeah. So, again, a gal and a gay on Twitter, a gal and gay on Facebook. So, yeah, so this is our Game of Thrones podcast.
All right, well, thanks, guys. This was episode 24, and we will be back. Our next episode will be just our regular podcast. And again, we will recap next week.
Yep, we'll recap next week, so just look for that next weekend. So
cool. All right, guys, have a good week.
Bye.